Greetings and welcome to the program. This episode will be a continuation of our series through the book of Revelation. And this one will probably be a fairly short episode, as the passage for this week is just lays out a few themes that I want to make sure that we're catching up on and putting into our memory banks of what some of these images of symbolism are. So the passage this past Lord's Day that we'll be looking at is Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. This, of course, begins getting into the exhortations to the different churches that this is written to. The first one here, we'll just begin. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Yet this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Now, one thing I want us to note, I don't think I notified you of this in the previous verses, but there are the seven stars in that Jesus is holding in his right hand here. And it says back in verse 20 of chapter 1 that the stars are the angels, the seven churches. So I just want you to put that in your memory bank, that stars have been laid out as symbolic for angels. Okay, stars are symbolic for angels. Of course, other verses and context can change that, but here we have a pattern set for us that stars are symbolic for angels, and this might just appear again in the coming chapters and verses. So just keep that in your memories. And the image here that we have is, these are the words of Jesus who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. And of course, we saw in the previous section that the golden lampstands are symbolic and representative of the seven churches. And so here we have this image, Jesus walking among the golden lampstands. He's walking among the churches. And I think that's very, very interesting in terms of how we understand our church gatherings and what's going on there, and the promises that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Why? Because Jesus is walking among them, among the true churches here. Even though many of these churches, as we'll see, are in great sin or fallen into all kinds of backsliddenness, and yet they are yet true churches here that are being addressed and warned to repent, because Jesus is there walking among them. He knows their works and their ways. And so there, of course, is a great principle and truth that abides into all true churches here. And we can take, of course, in the thick of this, there's been much said about all the exhortations that we can take from the instructions and exhortations and warnings given to all these churches here. And that's, of course, something we ought to do here. But for our purposes here, in this podcast series, I wanted to point out those symbolic images that are there laid out for us. Make sure we get those in our memories, because those things are going to come back up again. Now, before we close out this brief episode, I want to mention one or two other things here. He is writing to the church, and he's telling them to repent for falling away from their first love. Repent and do the works you did at first. He says, if not, if you don't repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. So there we have the image of what is a lampstand? Well, it gives off light. A lamp gives off light. And if you don't repent, if you don't return to the truth, your first love, then Jesus is going to come and remove your light. He's going to remove you. Okay, he's going to remove you so that you will no longer be a lampstand and no longer be a light, no longer be a church. And that is a great warning for all local churches throughout history, that if we stray from the love of Christ, from the truth, the goodness of the good works we are called unto, we are warned that if we do not repent, Jesus will remove us and remove our light and effectiveness in the darkness. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And that last phrase there, it says, to the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And that there is a great summation of kind of the flow and thematic elements of the book of Revelation, that there is conquering, that Jesus, the Lamb, conquers, and those churches, those Christians, those saints in him endure, they persevere, they conquer, and the ones who do, the true people of God, they will be granted to eat the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And of course, we're going to see that come up towards the end of the book of Revelation. So it's interesting, we have here at the very beginning of the book of Revelation, this, I guess, promise you could say, laid out here, that the one who conquers, Jesus will grant him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. That's kind of the promise set forth in the book of Revelation. We've yet to get into really the war and apocalyptic type of language. We're getting ready to get into that. And so there's the promise set out at the beginning. And then at the end of Revelation, we're going to see that we're there. The end of Revelation ends there, essentially, in the paradise of God with a tree of life. And so that's all I'm going to say here on this episode. Remember these images that we have laid out for us, and look forward to doing the next episode this next week.